Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. The first Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, had discussed the time for saying Kriyat Shema at night, the Uveshach Becha, the time when people lie down. Now we have the second part of the Pasuk, which says, Uvukumecha, in your getting up, you have to say Kriyat Shema. So, just as it was in the previous Mishnah, the time for saying Kriyat Shema wasn't an astronomical event, a particular time based on the clock or based on the sun, per se. So too, in the morning, it's a sociological event. It's the time when people are getting up. So when is that? Me'emesai koren es shema b'shachros. From when may one recite Kriya Shema in the morning? Mishiyakir bein techeles lelavan. From the time of day when there's enough light in the sky, there's enough ambient light, we're talking before sunrise, but the dawn is broken and there's some light in the environment, to the point that you can distinguish between techeles, the blue strings on your tzitzis, lulavan, from the white strings in your tzitzis. So the bartender's first of two pshatim is, you look at your tzitzis, they're connected to Kriya Shema, and if you can distinguish the blue strings from the white strings, there's enough light to be considered the time to get up, and therefore it's time to say Kriya Shema. That's a Tanakama. The second pshat that the bartender brings is that, based on the Gemara Daf Tes, he says it's if you would have wool, that was a ball of wool that was dyed blue, tcheles, and there were certain specks of white in that ball of wool where the blue dye didn't take. So if you can pick out those white flecks where the dye didn't take, and if there's enough light for that, then it's time to say Kriya Shema. The reason why the Gemara suggests that is because really you don't need much light at all, and perhaps even in a regular moonlit night you could differentiate between the light white strings and the dark blue strings. So that's the second shot given. Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree, like in the previous Mishnah, and once again, he's the Machmir. He holds, Bein Techeles Lakarsi. You need enough light that you can distinguish between Techeles, which is a blue color, and Karsi, which we'll translate here as leek, as in like, you know, leeks that you eat. It's a greenish color. So the point is, you have to be able to distinguish between blue and green, and that means you need more light. That means the starting time is later in the morning. It should be noted that there are two different parts of your eye. The photoreceptors, the cells in your eye that collect information about what the eye is bringing in, they're called rods and cones. They operate differently. The rods are more sensitive to light, but they cannot distinguish color, just light and dark. And the cones do allow for color vision, but require more light. So it may well be that there are two modes of the eye working, and it could well be that the earlier mode, when just the rods can distinguish light from dark, is Techeles 11, and that's the Gemara's objection. The truth is, with just even moonlight, you could do that. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you need enough light that the day has begun in earnest, that your cones are functioning, there's enough light to see colors, blue from green. The Mishnah continues on by saying, V'gomra, and you have to finish saying Kriya Shema, if that's the proper Girsa, ad Hanetzachama, by the time the sun that begins to spark over the horizon. That is to say, at the very onset of sunrise. So as soon as you can see the sun peeking over the horizon, now it's too late, the time for Kriya Shema is over, says Rabbi Eliezer, because in the time of the Mishnah, certainly normal people got up before sunrise because the day's hours were limited and you couldn't waste the day, so therefore you have to get up before sunrise and that's the time to do it. Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mekel, and he says, Ad Shalosh Shaos, he says the truth is you have until the end of the third hour of the day, meaning the day is divided into 12 equal portions called Shaos Zmanios. And those aren't necessarily 60 minutes on the clock. I know in Yerushalayim, in the dead of winter, the day is only 10 hours long, and therefore each halachic hour, I should say, is just 50 minutes. And in the height of the summer, when I say height of the summer, I mean June 21st. And when I say height of the winter, I mean December 21st. But in any case, the longest day of the year in June 21st, the beginning of summer, truth is, the days are 14 hours long, and therefore you have 70 minutes per halachic hour. So whatever the case, we're talking about 3 out of the 12 slices of the day, so meaning one quarter of the day. That's all you have, says Rabbi Yeshua, because when it comes to children of the aristocrats, literally children of kings, but it means the super wealthy, so they don't really have to work for a living, therefore they're not worried at all about getting up and making the most of the day in terms of hours on the clock. They want to get up when it suits them, and they get up even until the end of the third hour of the day, the first quarter of the day. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, listen, they are a legitimate segment of society, the B'nai Malachim. And when the Torah says uvakumecha, it means normal people. And one category of normal people are B'nai Malachim. Indeed, they can be included. And the Jews, in a way, are, as Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere, are all as if they are B'nai Malachim, or all as if we're children of kings, because we are the children of the King of Kings. And that being the case, says Rabbi Yeshua, we can be makel, lenient, and say Kriya Shema until the end of the third hour. The Bartanura pipes up and points out that really lechachila, a person should say Kriya Shema, if he can, before Netzachama, before sunrise, so that he can finish saying the brachas after Kriya Shema and enter into Shemona Esrei, like the Vasikin, exactly at the moment when the sun peaks over the horizon. That's ideal. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that one certainly may still, as I'll call it, a secondary lechachila, not even a b'dieved, but one may say Kriya Shema in the first quarter of the day up until the end of the first, then the 3 hours, the third hour of the day. The Mishnah continues and says, Hakara mekan ve'elech. If you read Kriya Shema after that time, meaning after 3 hours are up, if you say Kriya Shema at that point, lo hifsid, you don't lose. Now, of course you lose, you've lost your mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but you don't lose your ability to say the brachas that go before and after Kriya Shema. You'll recall the two brachas before and one bracha afterwards of Kriya Shema. Those aren't birchas ha-mitzvah per se. Those aren't brachas that you say asher kiddushan b'mitzvosav, it's Ivano al Kriya Shema or something like that. They're just brachas that Chazal arranged to be said around the Kriya Shema, and for good reason. We'll discuss more about that in the coming Mishnayos. But whatever the reasons are, they're brachas which are really not brachas in a mitzvah, but brachas of shevach and hodah to Hashem. And that being the case, one could say those brachas around Kriya Shema, the birkas Kriya Shema, even though the time for Kriya Shema is gone. There's a machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean you have the whole day to say those brachas, or just they're part of tefillah, and therefore the deadline is the same deadlines that apply to tefillah? And one, certainly Ashkenazim, should follow, like the Rosh, Shupaskins, that it's the same deadlines as regular tefillah, and therefore, under normal circumstances, it would be the first third of the day, and then at the fourth hour is your deadline, and under certain extenuating circumstances, which I won't elaborate on here, until the first half of the day, until Chatzos. But whatever the case is, the point is you have passed the third hour of the day to say the brachas that come before and after Kriya Shema in the Siddur. So Mikan ve'elech, from that point onwards, lo hifsid, you didn't lose the brachas. And as for the Kriya Shema itself, ka'adam hakara b'torah, you're still getting, when you say Kriya Shema, you're not getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because that train has left the station, it's too late. It's no longer uvukumecha time, people are not learning getting up, but you still get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On some level, you're saying psukim from the Torah, which at least is certainly meritorious in its own right, even if it's not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema.